timing of the deal. How perfect is that just before your charity event?
Oh, it's perfect. You know, just to see I have this event coming on, and I totally didn't expect this to happen. But for it to happen at this time, it's good timing because, you know, I'm going to bless other people tomorrow, so it's great timing.
Dave said that you guys started talking mostly after the draft. How much did you have input in the entire negotiation process?
Not much. You know, for Dave and my agent, I trusted them to handle what they had to do. You know, I text my agent here and there, but my main focus was to get healthy and control what I can. You know, as far as what I was going to get, you know, I put in those numbers during the season in my first year, so it was out of my control at that point.
From a player's perspective, getting a chance to practice with the Bucks this preseason for a couple days, does that add a little excitement to training camp?
No doubt. You know, as far as us, you see all OTAs, mini camp, and camp, you know, we always going against each other. So to get to go against a different group of guys, it's always a good thing because, you know, you see different things. You know, they have different schemes, and you get to go against different defensive backs. So it's always a good thing.
Do you expect to be doing Did you expect to be doing this much in OTAs?
Yeah, I did. You know, I thought I was going to get started up a little earlier, but, you know, the main thing was just staying patient. You know, for me, I always wanted to be out here with my teammates because, you know, this is where you get better at. You know, as far as OTAs and camp, you know, you need these reps, so during the season, everything is much slower.
Guys giving you a hard time?
Nonstop. You know, the guy who gave me the most problem is probably Julius Thomas. Like, he wasn't paid, but at the end of the day, you know, you know, it's all love, man. That's the good thing about it. It's all genuine. There's no jealousy, so that's what I love about those guys.
Why did he give you, what's he done that's been the worst?
You know, he's just loud, hella loud with it. Because, you know, me and A-Rod, we gave him a lot of problems last year, and he always said that our time was going to come around. So it's always jokes.
Payback, then.
For sure.
When you found out everything yesterday, and then take us through last night, Alan, what was 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. like for you last night?
It was actually crazy. You know, I knew my agent was coming in to meet with those guys. So after practice and after meetings, it was around 2. They met at 2:30. And I got a massage. I finished around 4. So my agent, he shot me a text. He was like, hey, don't leave yet. I want to talk to you after this meeting. So after the meeting, you know, we discussed a couple of things. You know, the deal wasn't done then. You know, he went back to talk. And that's when I seen Dave in the hallway. And we had a conversation. So probably like an hour later, we came with a final deal. You know, it was great. One of the best feelings ever, you know. But at the end of the day, we got it done. I called my mom, my grandmother, and my brother. They came down. So we shared that time, and then we had to wait for the paperwork. That probably took another hour.
What did they say? Your mom, your grandma, what did they say when you told them?
My mom was crying. She started crying instantly. You know, my grandma just said how proud of me, how proud she is of me, just what I went through. And I never complained about anything. Same with my brother, you know. Those are the people that was always with me, and that's going to tell me things for what it is. You know, I can have a good day or a bad day. They got to tell me what I have to do.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Do you think you've gotten that chip off your shoulder?
No, not at all. You know, that's going to always be with me. You know, like I said, anytime I step out on the field, and I'm not over-exaggerating, I always think about the time where I didn't get drafted. You know, still today, it's going to always be with me. And no matter what, how much money I make, you know, that doesn't bring catches come this season. You know, I got to continue to put in the work and continue to show what I can do. So that's what I love about it. You know, no matter what you get, no matter what you did last year, you got to always prove yourself. That's what I love about this league.
Alan, how much of your decision to come to Jacksonville as a free agent was because of your familiarity with Jet Fish?
That was a part of it. You know, just knowing I knew the system, and that eliminated some of the thinking. I was able to play faster. Also, just looking at the roster, you know, they didn't have much veteran guys. You know, I knew they drafted Marquise Lee out of Robinson, but we all had to prove ourselves. So at the end of the day, you know, me and my agent talked. We thought this was the best fit, and I just want to thank this organization for giving me a shot. You know, just that opportunity. You know, some organizations wouldn't. You know, just because you're an undrafted guy, you know, they got to play their drafted players. But at the end of the day, it's all love, man, and I really appreciate those guys.
$40 million
hasn't sunk in yet? Not yet. It really haven't hit me yet. No. Like, I was happy yesterday, but I still haven't had that all moment.
Has Jerry been really instrumental in helping you out to this point, too, obviously? Jerry Sullivan?
Oh, for sure. That's my guy, man. No matter what, you know, he's always going to tell me for what it is. And it could be life lessons out here on the football field. You know, he's a very detailed guy. And, you know, he always give me learning experience as far as guys that he coached, you know, the things that they went to, as far as guys losing out on their money, you know, going bankrupt. It's a lot of situations that me and him had a lot of conversations about. So I really appreciate him. You know, beyond football, it's a great relationship with him.
Can you give me crap too?
A little bit. Y'all, he gave me a crap about me always wearing my Miami book bag. He said I'll be wearing a Gucci book bag or something like that. But yeah.
When do you expect Miami to try to hit you up for money for their indoor practice?
Ah, they can leave that where it's at.